Chapter 36. The game was five-card stud poker, and there were two big winners at the table, Manfred Steiner and the Algerian. Manfred had timed his arrival in Paris to ensure himself an uninterrupted weekend before the rest of the delegates came in on the Monday morning flight. He had checked in at the Hotel Georges V on Saturday afternoon, bathed and rested for 3 hours, until 8 in the evening. Then he had set out for the Club Chat Noir by taxi. He had been playing now for 5 hours, and a steady succession of strong cards had pushed his winnings up to a formidable sum. It lay piled in front of him, a big fruit salad of garish French banknotes. Across the table sat the Algerian, a slim, dark-skinned Arab with toffee eyes and a silky black moustache. His teeth were very white against the creamy brown skin. He wore a turtleneck shirt in pink silk and a linen jacket of baby blue. With long, brown fingers, he kept smoothing and stacking his own pile of banknotes. A girl sat on the arm of his chair, an Arab girl in a skin-tight gold trouser suit. Her hair was shiny black and hung onto her shoulders. Her eyes were disconcertingly level as she watched Manfred. 10,000! Manfred's voice was explosive, like that of a Teutonic drill master. He was betting on his fourth card, which had just been dealt to him. He and the Algerian were the remaining players in the game. The others had folded their hands and were sitting back watching with the casual interest of men no longer involved. The Algerian's eyes narrowed slightly, and the girl leaned down to whisper softly in his ear. He shook his head, annoyed, and drew on his cigarette. He had a pair of queens and a six showing, and he leaned forward to study Manfred's cards. The dealer's voice prodded. The bet is 10,000 francs from 4, 5, 7 of clubs. Possible straight flush. Bet or drop, said one of the uncommitted players. You're wasting time. The Algerian flashed him a venomous glance. Bet, he said, and counted out 10,000 franc notes into the pool. Cut! The dealer slid a card face down in front of each of them. Quickly, the Algerian lifted one corner of his card with his thumb, glanced at it, and then closed the face. Manfred sat very still, the card lying inches from his right hand. His face was pale, calm, but he was seething internally. Far from a possible straight flush, Manfred was holding 4, 5, 7 of clubs and the 8 of hearts. A 6 was the only card that could improve his hand, and 1-6 was already showing among the Algerians' cards. His chances were remote. His lower belly and loins were tight and hot with excitement. His chest constricted. He drew out the sensation, wanting it to last forever. Pair of queens, still to bet, murmured the dealer. 10,000, the Algerian pushed the notes forward. He has found another queen, thought Manfred, but he is uncertain of my flush or straight. Manfred placed his smooth white hand over his fifth card, cupping it. He lifted it. Table, said Manfred calmly, and there was a gasp and rustle from the watchers. The girl's hand tightened on the Algerian's sleeve. She stared with hatred into Manfred's face. The gentleman has made a table bet, intoned the croupier. House rules. Any player may bet the entire stake he has upon the table. He reached across and began to count the notes in front of Manfred. Minutes later, he announced the total. 212,000 francs. He looked across at the Algerian. It is now up to you to bet against the possible straight flush. The girl whispered urgently into the Arab's ear, but he snapped a single word at her, and she recoiled. He looked about the room as if seeking guidance. Then he lifted and examined his whole cards again. Suddenly his face hardened, and he looked steadily across at Manfred. "Call!" he blurted, and Manfred's clenched right hand fell open upon the table. The Arab faced his hand. Three queens. The whole room looked expectantly at Manfred. He flicked over his last card. Two of diamonds. His hand was worthless. With a bird-like cry of triumph, the Algerian leapt from his seat and, reaching across the table, began raking Manfred's stake with both arms towards him. Manfred stood up from the table, and the Arab girl grinned maliciously at him, taunting him in Arabic. He turned quickly away and almost ran down the steps that led to the cloakrooms. 20 minutes later, feeling weak and slightly dizzy, Manfred slipped into the back seat of a Citroën taxicab. "Georges Sank," he told the driver. As he entered the lobby of the hotel, he saw a tall figure rise from one of the leather armchairs and follow him across to the lifts. Shoulder to shoulder, they stepped into the lift, and as the doors slid closed, the tall man spoke. "Welcome to Paris, Dr. Steiner." "Thank you, Andrew. I presume you have come to give me my instructions." "That is correct. He wishes to see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I will call for you."